Today we pray for your city, Forest Falls, and Fort Irwin. So let's stop and pray. Father God, we invite you into our communities. We invite your presence to become so strong that people will see themselves as lost and needing to come to the Lord. Increase our spiritual appetite. Help us to let go of our own satisfactions and be aware of our emptiness. We are undone like Isaiah, who repented of having unclean lips after experiencing your presence. Help us become your watchmen, praying without ceasing until we see these cities revived and transformed by the power of the gospel. Forest Falls is home to 920 people north of Oak Glen near Yucaipa. However, their crime grade is D with 49% theft, which is very high. The pattern in San Bernardino County shows higher property theft where homes have less visibility and police patrol. It also is the place that hosts the Forest Home Christian Camps. Fort Irwin has a population of over 8,000. It's northeast of Barstow, home to the U.S. Army National Training Center, who work with other agencies to build and sustain readiness to fight and win. Their drug crimes are at 15%, which is high. And besides the Army Chapel, there are a few churches nearby and more in Barstow. So we are going to be using the prayer points from the How to Pray for God's Transforming Power in Your City at thecrosswalk.com website. Father, we pray that we would see that this is a desperate hour for our cities and for these cities. It's critical that we be desperate with prevailing, passionate prayer by your grace to seek you for transformation and revival. We want to pray for holiness and humility, that we would be change agents in the city by being changed by your work in our lives. Help us to walk in humility and recognizing that we are poor in spirit, that there is areas of pride. We repent of any pride which we think we know it all, or we know what to do. Help us to seek you for decisions and not be offended by others. We thank you, Father, that you use humble and broken people. And a sincere heart cuts into those in the world that are frozen and cold. We pray for corporate revival, that it begins, we understand, with individual obedience and solitary decisions. So we pray, Father, that we would begin to do what it is you call us to do and not hold back. We know that we tend to be impressed with what we do, but you are impressed with obedience. And when we encounter resistance, which we know we will, help us not to get discouraged, but to stay focused on you. We want to be committed to following the things that you ask us to do, to not give up, to press on, to keep praying and crying out to you regularly through fasting, prayer, and humility, knowing that this will have a domino effect. We pray for unity among the churches. We pray for unity among the believers. We pray, God, that you would bring a spirit of intercession over the people in these communities, our city, Forest Falls, and Fort Irwin, especially over those that are in the Army that are going out to all over the world. We pray, God, that you would just light them up with Jesus and they would be infectious and contagious in every area that they go with the gospel and their love and excitement for you. And we thank you, God, that you are an awesome God and you can do greater things than even we can imagine. And so we thank you for what you're going to do in these communities in Jesus' name.